Good morning.
The district court failed to consider certain things and inconsistencies within the record on summary judgment that it should have found to deny the appellee's summary judgment filing. There were certain inconsistencies with regard to the investigation that they conducted into Ms. Almazan's termination. For example, they noted that one of the bases for her termination was the fact that she had stolen food on the day that she had been terminated. And it was noted by the investigator in this report. And the investigator indicated at one point that she had been told this by cafeteria staff. Then in another statement, she indicated that, no, she had in fact observed it herself. And that inconsistency was not addressed by the district court. The other thing
is there for thinking that her being Hispanic played any role in her being fired?
It played a role, Your Honor, because the way that they investigated this was harsher and more scrutinizing with regard to her, and yet in a similar situation involving cafeteria employees who had passed on free food to others, they absolved one person who was passing along the food, somebody that they had acknowledged, or they acknowledged that certainly employees could conspire to give away food and take food, and yet at the time that they terminated the employee who was getting the free food, both Caucasian employees, they asserted that the grounds for which they were firing that employee, to support the grounds for firing that employee, they had to then understand that the reasons that they were using to support that implicated the person giving away the free food. And that person was Caucasian, yet that person was never investigated beyond an initial investigation, and they absolved her by saying that they found no evidence of wrongdoing on her part. Entirely inconsistent statements when there were certain premises that the company relied upon to make that decision. They relied upon the premise that this person who was terminated, Murphy, always paid this other employee, Forright, for her food. And they relied upon the premise that Forright always gave her the food. And they relied upon the premise that she always paid for her food at once. So it would be entirely inconsistent to say that you relied upon all this, say that there are two pieces of evidence that support your decision to terminate Murphy, and then say at the end, well, I find that there's enough evidence here to resolve Ms. Forright of any liability. And in fact, when they had already told both of them that one person was going to be terminated and one was going to be suspended, what they wound up doing is they wound up terminating one and doing nothing to the other. In this case also, there was evidence of sufficient evidence of retaliation.
They do terminate non-Hispanic workers who steal food, right?
Well, it depends on the context in which this is
100% effective enforcement of these rules, do you?
Well, there should be effective enforcement when it's right before you. And in this case, with regard to the Murphy-Forright situation, they should have done that because this was a contemporaneous investigation into the both of them. Second of all, it should only really address... I'm sorry?
But you said they fired one white person, right?
Right, but not the other.
I know, but maybe they thought firing one of these people involved in this incident was enough.
Well, Your Honor, that's an unfair assessment because, first of all, the people that are behind the counter doing this and ultimately the people who serve as witnesses and corroborate the version of events to Ms. Almazan's theft are all Caucasian. And so in that regard, those people should be more scrutinized because they're the people that hold the keys to ensuring that this does or does not occur. They had certain policies in place, which they reiterated later on, that you know they were to enforce this policy and require people to pay at the time that they were getting their food. There was also evidence here that the timing of this was extremely suspicious, such that it should have gone to a jury. She complained to her supervisor 2 months prior about discrimination by her supervisor, and the district court improperly found that it was 2 years when, in fact, the appellant itself acknowledged that there was a dispute as to whether it was 1 or 2 months or 2 years. She complained about conduct that would have been protected conduct, and there was a dispute as to the district court as to whether there was any causal connection. However, there was a causal connection because of the fact that the person that Ms. Almazan complained to, there is some showing that she was involved in the decision to terminate her. She had been a person that had always been involved in the decisions to terminate individuals suspected of theft or dishonesty. She had been an individual who informed the person that passed down the decision to Ms. Almazan, and she was a person who previously had sat in on interviews and had talk to people to get their side of the story to determine whether or not they should be terminated or not. Things
that
didn't occur.
Establish that she was involved in this decision to terminate?
Well, she was also involved in this decision because she issued a document that indicated that, may I finish my my response? She also signed her name to a document that indicated that she concurred with the recommendation to terminate. And so all of those things, along with some other circumstantial evidence, established that she was that the retaliation elements were met. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Wolf?
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Tim Wolf. I represent Pepperidge Farm. Your Honors, we respectfully submit that the district court properly granted summary judgment in Pepperidge Farm's favor with regard to Ms. Almazan's claims that she was terminated as a result of her race and national origin, retaliated against for having complained of discrimination. Here, the situation is very clear. The plant manager made the decision to terminate. The plant manager had absolutely no knowledge of any complaints that had been made by Mrs. Almazan. The plant manager had previously fired four other individuals, or three others before Ms. Almazan, one after Mrs. Almazan. All of those individuals were non-Hispanic, non-Mexican, and all individuals who had never filed any type of claim or made any type of charge of any type of discrimination. The individual who made the recommendation, Amber Bloomquist, was in the Human Resource Department. She likewise had no knowledge of any type of claim of discrimination. There was clearly no retaliation under those circumstances, where the decision maker and the person who recommended the decision had absolutely no knowledge of any type of claim that had been made. There can be no causation. With regard to the claim itself, that she was terminated because of her race and national origin, it's very clear that Ms. Bloomquist relied upon observations that she herself had made, reports that had been made from other employees who saw the action, as well as the fact that the people who worked in the cafeteria confirmed that this conduct had been made. Under those circumstances, there was a reasonable, non-discriminatory reason for the discharge and no evidence of any type of pretext.
What about Murphy?
Murphy came after the fact, Your Honor. Ms. Murphy was also an employee who was found to be stealing from the cafeteria. She was discharged. The person to whom they point is Ms. Forge. Ms. Forge was a cafeteria worker, not an employee who was taking food from the cafeteria. As the record shows, what happens in this circumstance in this bakery is you have a large number of people who will come in for a break at one time. They have to make the food for a lot of people who only have a 15-minute break. There's not always somebody working at the cash register. As a result of that, it's incumbent upon the people who are getting the food to pay for it, because frequently the people who are making the food won't notice that somebody hasn't paid. There was some suspicion as to whether Ms. Forage had allowed this to occur. An investigation was undertaken. It was determined that she was not willingly allowing food to be taken from the cafeteria. Her cooperation was found to be evident, and ultimately it was Ms. Murphy's responsibility to pay for the food that she was getting. Ms. Murphy was found not to have done so, and Ms. Murphy, who was a Caucasian, was fired for it, just like Ms. Almazan. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wolf. Mr. Gutierrez, your time had expired, but if you'd like another minute.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
Your Honor, with regard to the assertion that other individuals were terminated who were suspected of engaging in similar conduct, the difference is that those other individuals were recommended for termination by different sets of managers, and here the cat's paw theory should apply, because if we focus on just the people involved in Ms. Almazan's termination, the scope of the individuals involved in similar investigations and terminations is limited to Almazan, Murphy, and Forge. And so with regard to that, the scope of that should be more narrow. And third, with regard to Mr. Catan, who ultimately makes the decision, he's the person that receives the recommendations. If he receives no recommendation for termination, he's not going to terminate anybody. So they ultimately control and control the doors as to whether or not he receives information that would ultimately lead him to terminate or not terminate anybody. Finally, with regard to the evidence supporting the termination of Ms. Murphy over and not Ms. Forite, they rely on two instances. They rely on an April 28th instance and a May 2nd instance, and the May 2nd instance is supported by a receipt. The receipt, may I just finish my sentence? The receipt is probative because it was a receipt that would have been generated during the course of this and shown that it wasn't paid for, and the April 22nd incident was observed by the same investigator seeing the course of conduct between Ms. Forget and Ms. Murphy and where she wasn't paying and she wasn't taking her payment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much to both counsel.